This is an audio recording of the Dyslexia Resource Guide for Ohio Families. The guide was written by the Ohio Statewide Family Engagement Center at The Ohio State University, along with the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce. As many as 1 in 5 people have dyslexia worldwide. What is dyslexia? Dyslexia is one of the most common learning disabilities. People with dyslexia have many strengths, but have unexpected trouble learning to read. These difficulties are not related to a person's intelligence or motivation. Children with dyslexia can learn to read. Families, early childhood teachers, or kindergarten teachers are often the first to notice children having difficulty with talking or learning at school. It is important to pay attention to potential signs that a child may have dyslexia. Children with dyslexia can show any mix of signs. While any one sign does not necessarily mean your child has dyslexia, it is important to talk with your child's teachers if you have concerns. Some children only have mild signs of dyslexia and others have more difficulty. What are signs that my child might have dyslexia? Here are signs sometimes seen in preschool-aged kids. Delay in learning to talk. Pronouncing words can be a challenge. Paschetti for spaghetti. Persistent baby talk. Remembering nursery rhymes and chants can be a challenge. Difficulty naming letters and numbers. Telling stories that are hard to follow. Here are signs sometimes seen in kindergarten to second grade level kids. Doesn't associate letter or letter combinations with sounds. Sounding out simple words like cat, map, and nap is a challenge. A history of reading problems in parents or siblings. If they read slowly or read words incorrectly or read without expression. Confusion with pairs, such as before and after, right and left, etc. Here are signs sometimes seen in third through fifth grade kids. Often guessing words because they cannot sound them out. Better at answering questions about text if it is read out loud. Difficulty pronouncing words correctly. For example, mazigine instead of magazine. Skipping or misreading common short words. Here are signs sometimes seen in 6th through 12th grade kids. Reads slowly and becomes frustrated, doesn't like to read. Often skips over small words or leaves out part of longer words when reading aloud. Prefers multiple choice questions over fill in the blank or other questions with short answers. Learning a foreign language can be a challenge. And memorizing facts, lists, or directions can be tough. How do children in Ohio get screened for signs of dyslexia? Ohio schools screen all children for signs of dyslexia in kindergarten. Families or a teacher with family permission can request a dyslexia screening in grades 1 through 6 as well. If your child is screened and the school identifies signs of dyslexia, you will receive a communication from your child's school. Your child might be given a more in-depth screener, along with additional support in the classroom. This additional support is called structured literacy instruction. If you would like to request a screening from your child's school to see if your child is at risk for dyslexia, visit the Ohio Statewide Family Engagement Center's website to find a sample screening request letter. What will change at school if my child is identified as having signs of dyslexia? If your child is identified as having signs of dyslexia, the school will provide in-classroom support for academic subjects. Children with dyslexia continue to learn in the same classroom they were in before. You will be notified about what the school is doing to support your child with learning. Many students with dyslexia, or who are suspected of having dyslexia, will not require special education services. If they do need support, a request for formal special education evaluation can be made at any time. Families can start the special education process by sending a written request to their child's teacher and/or principal. Visit the Ohio Statewide Family Engagement Center's website to find a sample evaluation request letter. The Ohio Department of Education and Workforce has an evaluation roadmap for families, which is a timeline of the steps involved in starting the special education process. My child is struggling. How do I help them at home? It is the school's job to provide a free and appropriate public education to your child, and you and your family are important partners with your child's school. You can ask your child's teachers for ideas for what you can do at home, consistent with what the school is teaching your child. What should I tell my child about dyslexia? Staying positive is important. Every family will take a different approach to talking with their child about dyslexia. Here are some ideas for you. You can say, "Our brains are like muscles, and we need to practice using them to help them grow. I love you, and I am here to help, and so are your teachers." Or you can say, "Dyslexia means your brain can have a hard time matching letters with sounds. Your teacher is going to work with you on the things that you've been having a hard time with, and we can try some of those same things at home together too." Or you can say, "You know how you've been having a hard time in school? I'm going to talk to your teachers about that. We all learn differently. We're going to find out how you learn best." It can be inspiring for kids and adults to hear examples of successful people who have dyslexia. Where can I go to learn more about dyslexia and Ohio schools? As always, your first and best resource is your child's school. Our educators in Ohio are being trained in the best instructional strategies to support all students. Other great resources are the International Dyslexia Association's Ohio chapters and understood.org. You can also visit the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce's website for the most up-to-date guidance and resources about dyslexia supports in Ohio's schools. If you need a little more support from a parent or caregiver who has been through the process of working with their child's school, consider reaching out to one of the Ohio parent mentors. Visit go.osu.edu/dyslexiaguide to find links to resources mentioned throughout this guide, such as the sample dyslexia screening request for families to use when communicating with their child's school. Special thanks to the Ohio families and educators who collaborated with the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce and the Ohio Statewide Family Engagement Center at The Ohio State University to develop this guide.